The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Accessible Pharmacy recently held its second annual Blind Health Expo. The expo showcased products, services, and organizations for people who are visually impaired. Join me as I talk with representatives from Computers for the Blind, I See Better, and Hable. You're going to want to take notes, so get ready. Let's get things started with Computers for the Blind. What exactly is Computers for the Blind?
So Computers for the Blind is an organization that was started in 1995 by a man named Robert Langford. Robert wanted everybody to have computers. He lost his sight when he was 16, and he started collecting computers so that he could provide them to people who were blind. So he realized that computers got him communication and education and recreation and all the different things like that. And today, we at Computers for the Blind accept donations from corporations like Texas Instruments, General Motors, and then we clean those computers up, put solid-state storage on them, and then get them to people who are blind or with low vision across the United States. And to date, we have delivered over 19,000 computers.
That is absolutely incredible. And you touched on, you know, receiving donations from companies. Do you guys also accept computers from individuals as donations?
We do. On our website, computersfortheblind.org, there is a link where you can click on donations, describe what you have available, and then if it's something we can definitely use, our management will talk with you, get in touch, and let you know how to get those computers to us.
And you also, you know, answered my next question, which was, you know, are the computers new or refurbished?
So just as you said, they're refurbed, but we have a partnership with one of the major players in the assistive technology or access technology industry, Vispero. So if a person purchases a computer from us for the first time, they get either a copy of JAWS, a copy of ZoomText, or a copy of both JAWS and ZoomText if they need them both. That's really cool. I mean, that comes with the price of the computer. There's no increase for the price. And,
and
they can try out the program, see how they like them.
Yep.
And then if they do like them, renew those upgrades with Freedom Scientific.
I know from the website that people can get customization. Could you talk a little bit about what kind of Can you tell me what kind of How can people pimp out their machine, okay?
The best computer that we offer is a Windows 11 laptop with 16 gigabytes of RAM and a 1 terabyte solid state storage drive. And that will cost the person $500 with JAWS or ZoomText or both JAWS and ZoomText. We currently have a grant available for people who are students anywhere. So if you're 75-year-old and a student of the Braille Institute, then that totally counts you as a student. We don't have an age limit, so if you're 12-year-old and a student at a school, that would get you the grant discount as well. So we've got the students, we've got veterans and their spouses, and then we've got anybody who receives any type of Social Security benefits. Those benefits or those grants will give you $75 off. So the best computer that we offer with a grant would cost you $425.
And I know that you guys offer both desktop and laptop PCs. Do you have the option with the laptops of ordering a monitor to come along with it if you need that?
Yes. If you need an external monitor, we do have external monitors available that will show you the laptop's display, and those are an extra $50.
That's not
Other accessories that we have are wireless mics and headphones. USB. So they would plug into the USB port of your computer and let you listen over the ear. Then we have cases. We have wired number pads. We have wired and wireless mouse. We have a wireless keyboard mouse combination.
That is so cool. I mean,
we have a typing program also that would teach typing, since it's so important for people who are blind or with low vision to know how to use that keyboard.
Yes.
We're working with Accessibyte, and we can get you that typing program for $20. Our computers are warranted for a year. If something goes amiss, we want people to call us immediately after something goes wrong, not a year later.
Yeah, because by then it's too late.
Exactly. But we have the ability to remote in with their permission to fix those computers. If we're not able to fix them remotely, we'll ask them to send them to us. And we do everything free matter for the blind, so there's no charge for shipping to us.
Okay.
We will fix it and repair it if we can. And if not, we will replace it for that year.
Awesome. So when somebody orders a computer, what is the typical turnaround?
So the four steps to do an order are, number one, we need an application. So I did everything in rhyme. This is me. The next thing we need is documentation. So the application can be done either on the web, or we in customer service can assist that person to take that application by phone. Documentation is next. We need proof that that person is blind or has low vision. That's for our records, because we are computers for the blind. We
yeah.
definitely need to show the auditors that we're selling to people who are blind or with low vision. The next piece of documentation we would need is the grant qualifier. So if they receive that Social Security, if they're students, if they're veterans or their spouses, documentation that way to show us that we can give the $75 off. The next thing we would need is compensation. We need to be paid for the computer. And then once that payment is made, we ask for 12 business days for volunteers to authorize all of the software that they're getting. And then the next 12 business days for the post office to get the computers to the customers free matter for the blind, so we don't charge for shipping. And that step I call transportation, the transportation of the computer to the customer.
Okay. That's
so application, documentation, compensation, transportation. There you go.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then you can have your computer for recreation, education, information.
Oh, good Lord.
Right?
You've got a lot of you've got a lot of spare time on your hands, don't you?
No. I also work as the co-instructor of the training class. We call Compute with Confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, if people purchase computers from us with JAWS, they have the option of meeting with us for 6 weeks over Zoom. So either Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, or Tuesday afternoon for 6 weeks. And we give them the basics, because we don't want the computers to sit there and be paperweights. We want them to use them.
Exactly.
So we teach them the basics of Windows. We teach them how to copy, cut, and paste, how to get around in the different windows. And then we also teach how to get to different websites, and then how to send and receive email for the last of the 6 weeks. We're currently working on the Compute with Confidence with Zoom Text course, but currently that Compute with Confidence with JAWS course is available and has been established. We've offered 7 classes, and you get a certificate of completion after completing the courses.
Okay, awesome. How can somebody learn more about Computers for the Blind?
So we have a website. It is computersfortheblind.org. You could also send us an email to service@computersfortheblind.org. That's our customer service email address. Or you could give us a call at 214-340-6328.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just want everybody to know that they should consider getting a computer if they don't have one, because computers are such necessities nowadays. We need them for everything.
Yes.
We need them to pay bills online. We need them to play games. We need them to connect with each other over Zoom. There's so much we need computers for, so people should absolutely consider it. And if you don't know how to use it, there's no worries, because we have the training available for you.
And with that said, I am going to say, Marcy, thank you very much for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Chris.
Once again, I'd like to thank Marcy with Computers for the Blind. Here's their contact information one more time in case you missed it. The website is computersfortheblind.org. If you'd like to give them a call, their telephone number is 214-340-6328, and their email address is service@computersfortheblind.org. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. I See Better is an app designed to help glaucoma patients manage their treatment. In addition, they are also working to get more people who are visually impaired into the workforce. We are talking with Amy of I See Better at the Blind Health Expo. Hi, Amy. How are you today?
Good morning or afternoon. Good. I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. And at this point, I don't know if it's morning or afternoon. So you're good. I wanted to talk to you about I See Better. I stumbled across this a couple days ago and found it extremely interesting, and I want to know more about it. So my first question to you is, what is I See Better and how does it work?
iCBetter is a digital healthcare platform that helps build compliance for glaucoma patients. So for people with high IOP or who have been diagnosed with glaucoma, a physician who has signed up on the iCBetter platform, they prescribe our app. So you can only get our app through a prescription from a glaucoma specialist. And so then they send you your link to get onto the app. And then one of our patient care coordinators who is low vision or visually impaired also will give you a call and help you onboard onto the app. And so what that does is it's going to have education about your disease. They're going to teach you what kind of glaucoma that you have. They're going to teach you about the kind of drops that you are on. They're going to teach you about the possible surgeries that may be down the road for you or that are impending. And then make sure that we're removing barriers to care. Make sure that you have the financial resources that you need to be able to manage your disease, whether that's affording your appointments, affording transportation to and from your appointments, affording the drops that you're going to be on. If you can't afford those, making sure that we connect you to pharma resources, whether that's a patient assistance program or through Medicare, different coupons, or getting samples through your physician's office, and then making sure that we find transportation options for you, childcare services, basically making sure that you can be a partner in your care. And then once you've learned all about your disease and we've set you up for success, then every day you're going to get reminders once or twice or three times a day, however many times you need to take your drops. You're going to get a reminder through your smartphone to take your drops. And if you don't log that you've taken your drops more than 2 days in a row, you're going to get a phone call from that patient care coordinator who's been assigned to you saying, "Hey, Chris, by the way, I see you haven't taken your Alphagan in 2 days. What's going on?" You go, "Oh, well, I either ran out or the drops really sting and they're bothering me." And you know, your patient care coordinator says, "Hey, well, I'm glad I called you. Okay, well, if it's stinging, you might want to try putting it in the refrigerator, or hey, let's get the doctor looped in. I'm gonna let him know that you're having some side effects with the drops, and let's see if we can get you on something else." So making sure that we're really on top of it, because compliance is really the number one reason that people lose their vision to glaucoma. It's a very treatable disease when patients keep up their end of the bargain and maintain a healthy pressure by being compliant. So that's really where our passion is making sure that you've got a person in your corner, an ally that you can contact. And the cool thing is that this is billable and reimbursable through Medicare. So that 30-minute phone consult or video visit that you have with your patient care coordinator, it's going to be billed to Medicare and reimbursed to the physician. The physician pays for that service every year. So really, really exciting. And again, this app is something that's never been done before. And we launched as of about a month ago in Chicago. We are working with the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind, where we are hiring up to 300 individuals who are blind and low vision as our patient care coordinators, who are going to work remotely. And they will be assigned to different parts of the country. And they will be knowledgeable not only about glaucoma, but the individual states and regions that they're working in as far as low vision, mobility, social security benefits, social services in that state, to make sure that you have the resources that you need as far as low vision services are concerned before you need them. So we're pretty excited about that. And then in addition, coming out in 2025, we have 24 patents on a tonometer that's a wearable tonometer. It's actually a set of glasses that use light and sound that takes a photo of the front of the eye and uses a speckle pattern that uses light and sound and then takes that readout and can measure your pressure more accurately than a Goldman tonometer currently, which is the gold standard for measuring IOP at this time. So we're pretty excited about that. It was developed in Israel with the university over there. And so we'll be coming out with that in 2025 live. And previously, you have to use a puff of air or you have to touch the eye. This is a touchless and no puff, no touch tonometer that you can wear. And the cool thing about that is if you think about people who have diabetes, you know, they check their sugar multiple times a day. How often do we check our IOP? We check our IOP maybe once every 3 months when we go back to the glaucoma specialist. That's not an acceptable way to monitor glaucoma, and you're going to lose your vision a lot quicker than within 3 months if your IOP is not under control. And so having the ability to check your IOP multiple times a day or continuously is really, really exceptional. And this sends it via Bluetooth through the app to your doctor. So he's getting a real-time readout of your IOP and can make changes on the fly to your medications or call you and say, listen, you need to come in and we need to, you know, either do surgery or we need to make some immediate changes to your treatment protocol. So really, and again, if you make a comparison to diabetes, you're probably going to be symptomatic with diabetes, either a super low blood sugar or super high blood sugar before you die or pass out or have major, major complications from diabetes. With glaucoma, by the time you're symptomatic, you've already had irreversible damage to the eye. You've already lost permanent vision. So, and that's why they call it the silent thief of sight. So we're trying to eliminate that being a problem by staying ahead of the curve, by having constant monitoring ahead of the game. We want to be, you know, Dexcom is to diabetes as far as that patient monitoring system that they have for diabetes. We want to be the Dexcom of glaucoma.
Wow, you answered so many of my questions because...
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. You know, I thought it was just a pair of glasses that you could use to check your pressure. I never realized it was so comprehensive. Why is it so important for, and you've touched on this, but I want to ask this question and get it out there. Why is it so important for glaucoma patients to keep watch, feel pardon the pun, on their eye pressure?
Because, again, like I mentioned, it's a silent thief of sight. You're not going to have symptoms until you have irreversible damage to the optic nerve, at which point you're not going to get that sight back. And, you know, you're not going to notice that your peripheral vision is going. You're not going to notice that your night vision is going until you have a fender bender, until you, you know, start bumping into things, until you start bruising your ribs by bumping into the counter. People don't notice those things and they attribute it to being clumsy or other things because usually your central vision is unaffected in the beginning.
What is the registration process like for somebody to get into the system?
You would contact one of our participating physicians and ask them to sign you up for the app.
Oh, wow. That's pretty easy.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. How can somebody learn more about the IC Better care system?
You go to icbetter.com.
Okay. And that does have a funky spelling, if memory
yes,
serves.
Yes, E-Y, like I as in vision, E-Y-E, the letter C, and better. Yep.
Awesome. Is there anything else you can think of to add that I may have missed?
Again, we're really proud of this partnership with Lighthouse for the Blind in Chicago. I think it's important for companies like ours to put our money where our mouth is. I mean, who better to be your partner in care when you're going through a scary blinding disease than someone who is living with low vision themselves and has walked the walk and can talk the talk and really can empathize with the mental health side of this. So I'm really, really proud and excited that we're doing that. And also the fact that, you know, statistically 78% of the population who is visually impaired is unemployed. And I really want to help change that. And I'm really proud to be part of IC Better, who believes in that. Our founder, Dr. Joel Solano, is a glaucoma surgeon. And he was equally frustrated as I was to hear these statistics and said, well, how can we change it? I said, well, we hire these patient care coordinators. I said, the pandemic has been a blessing that everybody can work from home. So let's hire these people to work from home and have them help our patients.
That is absolutely incredible. I am going to thank you at this point for your time, and I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Amy with IC Better once again for her time. If you would like to learn more about the IC Better app and services, their website is icbetter.com, and once again, that is spelled E-Y-E, CBETTER.com. Their telephone number is area code 513-544-3129, and their email address, info@icbetter.com. Texas is on the North Carolina Reading Service. Hable is a revolutionary new device you can use to control your smartphones and tablets. We'll be talking with Frank, one of Hable's developers. So what exactly is Hable and how does it work?
So Hable is a, what we call it, like a braille controller for the phone or tablet. So it's a really tiny device. It's around the same size as a phone. And it has 8 buttons. And these 8 buttons allow you to fully control your phone or tablet, both iOS and Android. And it uses braille as input. So it's like braille input buttons that fully control your phone. So you can type on your phone, but you can also navigate using your voiceover or talkback, but all under control of the Hable one. So you can imagine it as a keyboard for the phone, but with only 8 buttons, where you don't have to touch your phone at all anymore.
How hard is it to learn?
I think that is one of the key, let's say, unique selling points of the Hable one, is that it's really easy to learn. So where other braille keyboards, you of course require braille knowledge. For the Hable one, actually, you really don't. We have a lot of customers who have zero knowledge about braille and who are still able to control their whole phone with the Hable one. And that's kind of because of how it's set up. It's sometimes hard to explain, but if you have it in your hands, you'll get this really quickly. If you know how to move forward, so for example, a single finger swipe forwards, to go backwards, you can mirror it. So the Hable one, it's like 6 buttons in the middle who are divided on 2 sides. And everything you can do on one side, if you want to go backwards, you do it on the other side. So it's really easy to learn because every time you do something wrong, you always know to go one step back. So learning it goes really fast. And where this is also unique is that with Hable One, you don't actually get like a manual. You actually get a starting guide. So it takes you chapter by chapter. It says, how do I hold this? How do I first do single finger swipes? How do I move over the screen, over my home screen? It really takes you by the hand. And not just gives you a manual with all these different functions where you have to figure it out. It really takes your hands in learning you to use your phone this way.
Are there also tutorial videos available?
Yes, actually there are. There are over 100 videos online, and each video goes into this very specific topic. So, for example, how do I send a email on my Gmail app? Or how do I use the weather app, like this specific weather app? And all of them... it's a video, which you can fully use with audio as well, and it explains you how to use it with the different commands. This is also linked in the manual. So in the manual, if you learn about a function and you want to see, hey, I want to actually understand where I would use this, there's always a video with it attached. So there's a lot of support documentation and videos for you to learn.
Oh, how awesome. You did kind of answer my next question, which was, does it work with both Apple and Android? I assume it also works speaking specifically with iPhone, with phones, does it also work with tablets?
Yes, it works with phones and tablets, Android and iOS.
Awesome. How can people learn more about Hable and possibly make a purchase?
Yeah, of course. So the best way to do this is find us on the Hable website, which is imhable.com. And I'll spell it out. It's imhable.com. This is our website. You can find anything about Hable One there. You can also purchase it directly on the website, but we also work with a little over, I think it's 30 vendors in the US where you can order products, or vendors in UK, Australia, pretty much all over the world. They're all listed on our website as well. And we even now started on Amazon, so it's also available on Amazon. And in the US, actually, the pricing has been changed over the last months. It used to be $349 USD, but it changed to $199 as a price point. So if you want to have an idea, the price point is $199 USD.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I love it. you're saying it better than I ever could.
Well, may I ask that question? Are you finished with your interview?
No, if you don't mind being a part of the interview, go ahead and ask your question. No, go ahead and ask your question, and I'll give you credit and props and everything. So,
you answered my first question. My next question is, do you ever provide demos of these Hable units to agencies who work with people who are visually impaired?
Yeah, we actually do all the time because our product is quite new. So it's a controller, but you hold it in the air. So you actually don't have to like put it on a table or desk. You can really use it anywhere you go. And the best way to experience it is by having it in your hands.
And Debbie, you actually, asked the same question I was going to ask, which was about demonstration. So awesome. Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add, Frank, about Haibel?
Yeah, what I would like to add is that I think, so with all assistive technology, I think it's right to say that it's not for everyone. And I think the one thing with Haibel we find important is that we showcase like when it's relevant for you and when else not. So the Haibel one, where we do really well and where we've grown really a lot over the last years in terms of number of users, is for two groups. On one side, it's people who are Braille users. But who hates typing on the phone. Like typing on the phone is slow. Whenever you have to use a password, it's frustrating to use. That's really when one of the use cases where I say a Haibel one is perfect because you can really use it anywhere. Your phone stays safe in your pocket, even when you're out about. It's really fast typing on your phone and then you can even navigate it. So that's one group where it does well. And the other one is for more elderly people or people who lost their vision at a later stage in life who just struggle with gestures on the screen, like doing the swiping movements, doing the set movement to go back to your home. Those things can be frustrating. There's a, hey, Haibel is a way to use your phone with physical buttons and it's just easier for you to work with. There's even a mode where one button is one function and it's like the easy mode. It's super easy to move over your phone and kind of eat, like we do this with people who are even 80 years old, just lost their vision, and we can teach them to use the basic things on their phone with it. So that's the groups where I'd say, hey, if you're in one of these groups, definitely check it out. It might be relevant for you. If you are super technical, you work fast with the phone, you can type fast with the phone, I would say the Haibel one is probably not for you. It's another device you have to take with you. So then probably I would recommend you still check it out, but it might not be the one for you. So I just want to be kind of upfront when it is useful and also when it's not. Because I think that's a fair thing to do.
It never would have crossed my mind for an older person who lost their sight later in life to be able to use the Haibel and still work their phone.
Yeah, it's actually one of the impactful things we do, the thing I get the most joy from, because when someone loses their vision, they say, like, I've seen so many times when I myself did like an iPhone training, it's so frustrating for a person to learn to do the double tap or even just get that single finger swap because the phone is in one angle, or all these things that can go wrong. And then we just say, hey, press this one button. Now you're switching forward. Now you're moving forward. Press this other button. Now you're going into an app and you listen to the weather. It's a really, really basic way to use the phone, but you can actually do so many things with just a few buttons. It's amazing. So for that group, it really can completely change how they use the phone. So yeah, it's the other group, and it's a really fast growing group of our users actually right now.
That is truly incredible. Well, Debbie, thank you for putting up with this and participating.
Oh, no problem. And Chris, thank you for letting me be part of your interview.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank Frank once again for his time. If you would like to know more about Haibel, you can visit their website at iamhaibel.com. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who took time to talk with me during Accessible Pharmacy's Blind Health Expo. If you would like to learn more about Accessible Pharmacy and their services, you can visit their website at accessiblepharmacy.com. If you would like to participate in next year's Blind Health Expo, mark your calendars for Friday, December 6th, 2024. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.